Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about the fact that God's love is always full in purpose, and that He loves us with the same love He has for His Son. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
John 17:23, Jesus said that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Now, my friend, God loves, and God's love is always full and it's always perfect. In other words, God has a love that cannot grow because there is no capability of growing anywhere above the love of God. It's full. And so He doesn't love Jesus Christ with one love and love us with a lesser love. God loves with His all. And therefore, with the very same love that He has for His Son, He loves us. And giving His Son is the only way He could save us and forgive us of our sins. And so Paul is thankful for the inheritance and for the deliverance into Christ's kingdom. And then we see a third thing, the redemption and forgiveness of sins. Now, I want to quote straight from the lexicon on this word redemption. The Greek lexicon says this: to release on payment of ransom, redeem, the recalling of captives, that is sinners, from captivity, that is from sin, through the payment of a ransom for them. Christ's death is that payment. Now some feel, well, look, all people sin, but I'm not that bad. Oh, my friend, you must see your sin is so terrible in God's sight, He required the death penalty. You can do nothing at all to merit salvation. There is no penance that you can do that would be equal to your debt. Let me use this as an example. Let us say that I have a small grandchild that is outside playing, and you accidentally back your car right over that child, and it kills that child. And you didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident, but nonetheless, it kills the child. And a day later, you come to me and you say, look, we have this Chihuahua, and it means so much. We love this Chihuahua with all of our heart. And you just go ahead and kill this Chihuahua, and you and I will be even. This will make up for the death of your grandson. Do you think I'm going to buy that argument? Not in a billion eternities, okay? There is no way I buy that argument or I go along with that. And you see, the life of a dog is not worth the life of a child. Just not worth it. And my friend, sin was God's ultimate hatred to want to destroy it all. And so He sent His Son because He loved us. He sent His Son to die for us. So my friend, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't do anything to equal your debt. The payment must be in full. That payment was to go to hell for an eternity in a lake of fire. And the only way that you can escape it without Christ is to go there and then come out of there by your own strength and power, and none of the strength of God. It just doesn't happen that way. You see, the payment has to be full. And only one kind of payment would qualify. Blood. But it had to be innocent blood. In that Old Testament, they would sacrifice a lamb. And when they had sacrificed that lamb, it had to be without spot. It had to be of the first year. It had to be of the first of the flock. It had to be the best of the flock. My friend, to die for the sins of man, the man that would die for us would have to be without sin. In all the history of mankind, only Jesus Christ is without sin. Because he knew no sin, he was virgin born, so he wouldn't even have a sin nature. If you don't believe in the virgin birth, my friend, you're not saved. And you see, your salvation was purchased by one without sin. Had he sinned, then he would have had to die for his own sin. He couldn't have died for yours. Now, my friend, you are enslaved by sin. But you are set free. That is, you're redeemed only by the payment that is demanded as a ransom for you. And that payment is blood. Now, I think it's very, very unfortunate that many hymn books in our churches today are beginning to remove the word blood from the hymnals. And that is really an abomination when men do that. And it's men doing it, is not God. It's without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, Hebrews tells us. We find here in Colossians 1:14 that we're reading, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Without the blood of Jesus, there's no forgiveness. We must preach the blood of Jesus. There are new translations today. And maybe you have one of those translations and you've been following along. And when I read in Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood was not in there. Or you might have had it in there and there was a note and you look down at the bottom of the page and the note says, this is not in the best manuscripts. Well, my friend, let this preacher tell you, I have checked the best manuscript, the Textus Receptus, and it is definitely in there. And my friend, I wouldn't trust any translation that tries to take the blood out of salvation and take the blood out of the Bible. That is a corrupted translation. It's got tainted blood. You might say it's got HIV. It's got tainted blood, okay? And this verse, Colossians 1:14, forgiveness of sins, our redemption, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not through your good works. It's not through your church. It's not who you are, where you were born. My friend, it's through Jesus Christ. This payment for the penalty of human sin satisfied the just demands of a holy God, and therefore we can be forgiven. It gives us the forgiveness of sins. And I like that because the word sins there is plural. You see, it was for all sin, for all time. Remember when Jesus was dying on the cross, you weren't even born yet. But Jesus died, and he died for all sin, for all time. A rich man, he finds that his wife is with child. And before that child is born, he sets up a trust that will pay for his education and provide a comfortable living. All this before the child's birth. And that is out of that father's love. Now, that child may decide, I don't want an education. And he takes whatever is there for him and he blows it on riotous living, or he just doesn't use it and doesn't take it. Whatever. Well, then, although it was there for him, he still has to take advantage of it. My friend, God shed his blood for you. Jesus Christ died on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He made that plan from the foundation of the world. But just like that child has to take those things, he has to go to college. He has to study to get his education. Although it's all paid for. In like matter, you have to receive Christ into your life as your Lord and God and let him be your Savior. My friend, do you know what it is to be forgiven? Perhaps you are carrying guilt from your past. and you've tried to alleviate it with alcohol or with good works or religion. Yet, you lack peace in your heart. Then, my friend, come to Jesus in repentance, because Jesus paid the ultimate penalty for all your sin when he died on the cross and his spirit descended into the depths of hell. He did that for you. And so your sin being fully paid, you can just accept the forgiveness that God wants to give you. Receive that forgiveness and be forgiving, knowing that as bad as your sin was, you're not only delivered from it to not do it anymore, but it's also paid for in full. And be thankful for those things. You say, Brother Andy, what must I do? Well, you must acknowledge that Jesus truly is the only way for you to go to heaven. Again, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, only Jesus can save you. Admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Be willing to turn from your sin. That is repent. The Bible says in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore. That is, turn from depending on yourself, turn from depending on religion or works or anything else, and turn from your sin. So he says, repent ye therefore and be converted. Give your life to Christ, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Thirdly, believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, shedding his precious blood, and that 3 days later he rose from the dead. And then through prayer, invite Jesus Christ into your life to become your personal God and Savior. Wouldn't you like to do that right now, my friend? Pray this prayer. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose up from the dead 3 days later. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my God, as my Savior, as my Lord. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I see that my time is up, so I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Ask your friends to listen to our Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.